we're talking about the well, it's part of a four-year blueprint that's being put for perusal by Newcastle City Council tonight, a four-year plan, 2021 to 2025, the Destination Management Plan. One of the suggestions is a waterfront convention centre. And in fact, they're proposing a feasibility study be undertaken and a business case for the facility to be developed. But it's been around for a while, a convention stroke entertainment centre down on the waterfront. Joining us now with his thoughts on that, tourism advocate Will Creedon. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
We're very well indeed, Will. Do you think it's a good idea, a convention stroke entertainment centre down on the waterfront?
Absolutely. It's what's been crying out for Newcastle on a national stage for many, many years.
All right, Will, so you don't believe we could spend a lot of money on a white elephant. People would be flocking here to use the convention centre with all sorts of shows and wonderful things.
Good morning, Kim. Absolutely. You know, the one thing that, and with the greatest respect, the foundations of all of the operators over the last two decades in creating the supply chain to actually have a convention centre has been set. Now it is our time to actually show the nation that we can host some of the greatest exhibitions and conventions on the eastern seaboard here in Newcastle.
Who's our competition? Who would we be up against?
Oh, look, Darwin have a fantastic convention centre. Gold Coast have. Adelaide are spending serious amount of money recently on upgrading their convention centre. But what is also important here is our accessibility, both to across the ditch to New Zealand and into Asia in time. So, and as we all know, there's been a migration out of metro and urbanised areas of significance to regional centres similar to Newcastle. So right now we can have the opportunity to take advantage of that. And like I said, ensure that we continue to build the foundations of our supply chain, that's be it our videology, be it our different operators that actually can enhance the offering of the Hunter to those guests that are in conventions and in exhibitions. And I'm talking about wineries, I'm talking about the greater agricultural sector, I'm talking about our oyster farms and our fishing, as well as our parks and recreational areas.
The Herald this morning, Will, is reporting that in a recent consultation process, one of the most suggested ideas, it was a convention centre for that last parcel of land controlled by the Hunter Central Coast Development Corporation. I gather that's the one to the west near the Wickham Interchange. Would that be your preferred location?
Absolutely. Like, when you think about it strategically, firstly from the artery of road, it's a very accessible site. It's got an amazing vista down through to the headlands. From a rail point of view, and both heavy and light rail, it's quite easy to move people in and around the city and actually make sure the suburbs get the disbursement. Finally, of course, it's actually, when you have exhibitions, there is need for trucks and such things to come in, load quickly and unload quickly. So it's a fantastic location. In time, it'll obviously too, it'll add some density to that commercial CBD area. And as we are developing our leisure products, and as we developed, when I was talking about not just hotels here, but I'm talking about pathways, I'm talking about the beautiful providoring and restaurants and cafes that are happening all over Wickham into Hamilton and obviously into the city. They'll all take advantage of that spot.
Right.
Sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It does sound exciting. Yeah, 21.
All we need to do is make it happen.
Yes, and then
we'll put in a request extension for the light rail. We want a railway line from the airport
and
to the city.
A ferry terminal there too at Wickham would be a good idea as well. And look, just finally, I know because we've spoken about it in the past, you've been a great advocate for the Broadmeadow precinct. Nice that finally something is happening there, Will. The Centre of Excellence for the Knights will be the first major project happening there.
Absolutely. You know, when you think of the 64 hectares that's in the geographical LGA centre of Newcastle, that has got every archery, every rail, the amount of education that we could have here, the amount of different residential offerings, be it short-term and long-term, a new university, amount of sports precinct that we could have there, it would enrich the lives of our children and the children thereafter. Yeah. So there is no question in my mind, and you and Kim and Richard, that that is where we should spend significant advocacy time, both in Canberra and in Sydney, driving that home.
Okay.
Gee, you've sold us, Will. That sounds pretty good.
You've got us excited too, Will. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
God bless you, Kim. God bless you, Richard. Take care.
Yes, you too. Will Creedon, very passionate tourism advocate for Newcastle and the Hunter.